Apologetics with an X is on the air for another week, and thanks for joining us. I'm Jerry Q, the DJ, along with Jay, the lead singer for that Christian parody band, and working in the background is our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. As we prepare to celebrate Jesus' resurrection in what mankind has labeled Easter, we want to share some very appropriate songs pointing in that direction. Hi, Jay.
Hey, it's great to be here, Jerry. Yeah, we're great celebrating a Palm Sunday weekend, the most unusual Palm Sunday weekend probably of all of our lives here, but very interesting. I've been watching Jesus of Nazareth, the miniseries with my kids every Sunday, in addition to watching the online church service, and it's been great. And last week we got to see the triumphant entry into Jerusalem. And our first song today was about that. It's called Hosanna. It's a parody of Rosanna by Toto, but it doesn't just stop with Palm Sunday. It kind of talks the whole way through. It's an overview of what our show is going to be today because it goes the whole way through Jesus' death and his resurrection. But the songs we're about to do deal with the songs that led up to the crucifixion of Jesus, Passion Week. The first song we're going to do here is called Act Selfless. It's about when Jesus washed the feet of the disciples at the Last Supper. Parody of Black Velvet by Alana Miles. After that, we have a song from the perspective of Judas. It's called That's Unbelief, and it's a parody of the Bad Company's eponymous song, Bad Company. And after that, we have One of These Guys, where Jesus predicts that somebody's going to betray him and that somebody's going to deny him. And it's a parody of One of These Nights by the Eagles. After that, Judas makes his exit, and Jesus talks about the way, and Thomas and Philip have a conversation with him and talk about, you know, show us the way to go, you know, Thomas, you know. And Jesus says, you know, I am the way, the truth, and the life. It's a parody of Go All the Way by the Raspberries. And after that, Jesus tells his disciples, you know, not to be afraid because he's going to prepare a place for them. And basically, he says, I'll prepare for you, and you prepare for me. And this is a parody of I'll Be There for You by the Rembrandts, also known as The Theme from Friends.
New religion with a king is on his knees. Unbelief always comes to ruin. Destiny is arriving soon. Oh, I was born. But I've begun to make my final plans. It's quite a calling. That's unbelief, what I've planned tonight. That's unbelief, to betray our God. Troubled soul, deserting the Lord's cause, chosen one who threw away God's Son. Now these clowns, they don't know I've changed. 6 months out, is our claim the same? I can hear them say, that's unbelief when I'm done tonight. That's unbelief to betray. Ooh.
wants it done tonight. The cock will be crowing as Peter denies, and the rest of you head for your home. You don't believe it, you're my disciples, but I've gotta do this alone. Gonna find out who wasn't really clean. My insurgent one was brought here by the devil himself, like the serpent was an angel of light, lying waiting for a moment to deliver me up. And I have a feeling that the moment is right.
Ooh, some of us you'll find true, even if
Apologetics for the Next, celebrating our Savior's gift to us, eternal life. If you haven't received that gift yet, there's no time like the present.
No, there isn't. You know, the Bible says very clearly in a number of places that whosoever, that means everybody, whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. You know, whenever you're drowning, and the Bible says we're all drowning in sin, basically. You know, when you're drowning, you don't wait for your best opportunity. You just say, help, and you call on the person. The only person who can save you, usually there's only one person around. And in this great life, there's only one person who can ultimately save you. And you don't have to make it fancy. You call on him and just with the same passion that you would call on somebody if you were drowning. And the Bible says very clearly in the book of Joel in the Old Testament, in the book of Acts in the New Testament, in the book of Romans in the New Testament, that whosoever, once again, anybody will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And it says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart, God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It doesn't say you might be saved, you could be saved. There's a 37% chance of salvation. It says 100% chance of salvation. And that's great. And there are so many other verses we could share, but let's listen to some music and see if you can pick up some stuff from that. This next one is about when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he was praying. And he said he was not just praying for his disciples. He was praying for everyone who might believe someday for on their word. And that includes you and me. And the song called Although None Could Watch an Hour, it's a parody of All Along the Watchtower by Jimi Hendrix. After that, we have Peter talking about denying Jesus, even though he knew it was coming, even though he said it wasn't going to happen, it still did. It's called Embarrassing Moments, a parody of American Woman by the Guess Who. After that, a little overview about the fact, you know, that you know, all these weak things happened, you know. I mean, this weakness, it was not expected. Judas betraying Jesus, Peter denying Jesus, Jesus not defending himself. These are embarrassing moments, and yet God uses those embarrassing moments. And if they really, you know, if this was all just a fable, why would they include these things that are kind of embarrassing? But it's because they're true, because people are telling the truth. Don't be afraid of including these embarrassing moments, because if you trust them about that, if you believe that, then you know they're telling the truth when they say he rose from the dead. Anyway, it's a parody of American Woman's The Guess Who. And then Broke a Loaf of Bread is a parody of Locomotive Breath by Jethro Tull. And then we have Peter kind of looking back on the day before. You know, embarrassing moments is him in the moment talking about it. And the next day, him looking back on it's called Last Night, parody of Last Kiss, done by Pearl Jam. It was originally done by J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers, and was done in the 70s by a group called Wednesday. But this is kind of a spoof of the Pearl Jam version, which was unusual for them. And the fact that it was a top 10 hit went to number two back in, I think, 99.
Said the Savior through the grief, then use that solution and take this cup for me. If this bitter drink of wine now can't be reversed, to thine omniscient will divine, oh Father, I will defer. Hey. Three times he spoke, there were many here among us who felt surprised when they awoke. But you know Christ, he went through that, and this is what he prayed. Soon dead of night was falling down, the hour he'd get betrayed. Hey! Thank you.
dun, dun. Dun, embarrassing moments gonna mess your mind. Embarrassing moments, they gonna mess your mind. Embarrassing moments gonna mess your mind. Embarrassing moments gonna mess up your mind. I say E, I say M, I say B, A, R, I say R, then A, I say S, soon. Embarrassing moments gonna mention mine. Embarrassing moments gonna mess your mind. Embarrassing moments gonna mess up your mind.
Told me what. suffering, sadness, all I broke a loaf of bread. Running off was Judas, headlong to his death. Or had Jesus been mistaken, betrayed by one of his crowd? Or surely stoked a scandal that could stain the whole gospel, but Dorothy Jones wrote it down. Oh, he sees his 12 men jumping off, forsaken one by one. The one who'd been his best friend had said he'd never run. All this promise now seems hollow, though all his friends stampede. Oh, it surely stoked a scandal that could stain the whole gospel, but those he chose wrote it down. Takes God and the all-time sinner is now Apostle Paul. Oh, how pissed off getting the Bible, 1 Corinthians 1. I thank God he chose the scandals just to shame the world's top know-it-alls who put folks down. Ow! So they couldn't both now.
I couldn't stop.
Apologetics for the Next. And for those near Manhattan, Kansas, we're at 95.3 FM. For everyone else, we're glad you're listening on the phone app or angel95fm.com online or asking Alexa to tune in Angel 95 FM. And our latest twist, with apologies to Chubby Checker, is to listen to our show archive at angel95fm.com. And we're reaching more for the kingdom through apologetics parodies. And thanks, Jay, for all you do and the band.
Hey, it's an honor to be here, Jerry, and it's an honor to be in the archives, too. You know, I still hear broadcasts from people like Jay Vernon McGee 30 years after he died on their archives, so maybe someday, hopefully we'll both be around a very long time. I know you have some longevity in your bloodline, and I do, too, and hopefully we all make it through this COVID-19 coronavirus stuff. But it's really great to have that archive. I know a lot of fans are really enjoying being able to go back to it. I like being able to point people to it. And some of the songs you'll hear in that archive include these songs that we're about to play on this show. And the first one is from Pontius Pilate's perspective. Say that three times fast. It's a parody of Styx, Too Much Time on My Hands. And you remember Pilate washed his hands of the whole affair. He tried to set Jesus free. But it's not like Pilate was some merciful guy either. You read about him. He was a brutal guy. You can even read in the Gospels. It talks about Galileans that Pilate had mixed their own blood with their sacrifices. And even Pilate was saying, I don't think we should crucify this guy. His wife said, don't crucify this guy. Yet the crowd prevailed and Pilate washed his hands of the whole thing. But he could never get those bloodstains off. This song is called Too Much Crime on My Hand. After that, we have a song that's a parody of Survivors, a theme from Rocky III, Eye of the Tiger. And this is called I Have to Die First. Because Jesus knew. He knew it all along. He's been predicting it again and again, and it happened just like he said he did. It's like he said it would, and he rose from the dead just like he said he would, too. And then we have Crossroads, which is a parody of Crossroads by Cream. It's a story of Simon Zealot, and it's also a story of us because Jesus said that anybody who wants to follow him needs to take up their cross and follow after him.
yoke's easy and its burden's light.
Thanks for joining us this week for Apologetics with an X. If you'd like to purchase or sample some of the tunes, you can go to the Apologetics website.
That's right. Just remember to spell it like the show that Jerry has ingeniously named Apologetics with an X. We spell it with an X, so apologetics.com. Or you know, you can go to iTunes or Amazon MP3 or Google Play, Pandora, Spotify. Yeah, Zune, there's literally about 40 different places online. Just about any place that does online music, you can find us there. Just make sure you spell it with an X. Tell Alexa, hey, Alexa, Apologetics with an X. Then you can find it there. And one of the songs you can find there is this one we're about to close the show with. It's a parody of Two Tickets to Paradise by Eddie Money. It's called Too Wicked for Paradise. It's one of my favorite stories in the entire Bible. True story, as they all are, and it's about the two criminals on the cross. And you know, one of them waited to the last minute because the Bible says both of them were mocking Jesus, but one of them kept mocking, and the other one had a change of heart. It's the last minute, and it goes back to what we said before. Whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. He asked Jesus, he said, Jesus, remember me when you come in your kingdom? And Jesus said, today, truly, truly, as if Jesus had to say something was true. Truly, truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Amen.
We did so wrong.
listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.